Okay, so I normally sit at the back and just be very quiet and just hide. So this has not happened this week. It's been a sort of a journey for me for quite some time now, probably a year. And as you can hear, I'm quite nervous about this. It's unusual for me talking in front of people, but so there's certain things that happened over the last, especially the last sort of 3 months or so, that have in this room with you people that have meant a lot to me, and yeah. Meant a huge amount. So the first one really is stepping out of faith. So stepping out of faith. And if you weren't here, I came down and prayed with Tabo, which was a bit of a big deal for me as well. But it was a culmination of a few weeks, and I was watching Tabo, who's a friend of mine. I'm not a stalker. So I kept noticing Tabo across the room, and something about his demeanour wasn't right. It wasn't the usual sort of Tabo that I know. So I went over spontaneously and just grabbed him, gave him a hug 1 week, and just said, "You look like you needed a hug, mate." So, you know. And then it was the next week that I looked over and I thought, something's not right. And he was down here as well, praying just about here. And I just thought, something's not right here. Something's definitely not right. And I was watching and watching and watching. And then out of nowhere, I had a feeling in my stomach. So this feeling. Don't know what it was, just a sensation really in my stomach, and was like, right, okay, that's weird. And then kept looking back at Tabo, and I just intuitively made this connection between my feeling and Tabo, and that Tabo's got this feeling here that's affecting him, getting him down, bringing him down, and, you know, he's not the happiest chappy ever. And then I just had sort of a, in my mind's eye, a picture of me down the front with Tabo, and basically putting my hand on his thoracic area, his stomach, and pushing this feeling out with him, which was, you know, pretty surreal for me, and a person of my background, very surreal. And I kept saying to God, no, you're not talking to me. There's no way I am getting down there and doing that. And so I was trying to push it out, and no. And I kept looking back. And then my heart started to pound like mad, like I'd just been sprinting, really, really surreal. So I was like, okay, this is weird. And then I sort of tried to control myself and calm myself down, which I did. But then it was constantly in my mind, no, you need to get down there, And then I saw Sam leading by example, he's down here. So I was like, right, I need to get down there. So I just went, came down. Sam was praying with Tabo. I put my arm around Tabo and really gripped him tight and gripped his arm. You know, Sam was praying out and stuff. I thought, right, it's now or never. As soon as Sam finishes, I've got to say something, or else I won't say it. I'll just stand here. So I was all right. Sam finished. I was like, straight away. I said, right. And just pretty much spoke to Tabo and said, you know, I don't know what's telling me this. Obviously, I think it's God that's telling me to do this. And you're going to think I'm a bit mental, essentially. But I think you've got this feeling in your stomach for some reason. There's a feeling inside you at the moment which is not making you happy, which doesn't belong there, really doesn't belong there. And we need to get it out. We need to get rid of this, because I think it's affecting your relationships with God, it's affecting your own earthly relationships, etc. And we really need to get this out. And then just as I was talking, it came to me. What I want you to do is take three big, deep breaths. And on the third breath, I just want you to blow. And you and I, and Tabo had his hand like that, are going to push on your stomach. And we're going to blow this feeling out. Yes. Seems perfectly normal. So so luckily Tabo didn't look at me and, what? So that's what we did. We said, right, okay, one, and we both together, two, three, and then he blew and we pushed, and then this scream came out, which no one was more shocked than I when that happened. I was like, what? And then, yeah, just carried on screaming and then sat on the floor, as you saw if you were here. And I was, like, really surprised and sort of kneeling next to him and just saying, okay, that, I guess it's gone. That feeling's gone. And then it was really weird because now I work for a sort of logistics company, which is a pretty male-dominated environment, which is what I'm used to. I'm comfortable there. That's my comfort zone, being ex-army. You know, I'm happy with that. And it was really weird. I was talking to a guy I don't particularly hold in high regard only a couple of days before that. And he said to me, we were talking, again, stepping out of faith just recently, I freely admit that I'm a Christian, you know. It's not a big deal. I'm not ashamed of it. Whereas a few years ago, I'd have been like, ooh, there's no way I'm admitting this. But I freely admit it to everyone, you know. And I was chatting to this guy, again, I don't hold in particular high regard, and he said, and I said, yeah, I'm a Christian. And he said, so am I. And I was thinking, no, you're not, mate. I've heard your mouth. You're not. And he said, what's your favourite Bible passage? And I was like, well, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And it is actually something that we discussed in Foundation, and Kaylee brought it up. And then suddenly it pinged in my head just a couple of days before, and it's Ephesians 6:11, put on the armour of God, and obviously shield, sword of righteousness and stuff like that. And that really speaks to me, being someone who's an ex-soldier and stuff. So that really speaks to me, and that helped me previously as well. And just my daily routine, getting ready for the day and potential issues that you have in the day. And it just came to me, and I just, again, had this picture in my head that Tadbo needed to close this door. A door needed to be closed, and it was a steel door that had rivets around the outside, and it needs to be closed, and there's no handle, and there's no key. And when that feeling comes back in, because I think it does sometimes, that it needs to be closed and locked and welded. And when you hear it knocking on a door, you then put on your armour, the armour of God, and put your shield up against the door, and, you know, just batter it off, really. So that was that, and that was a big, big moment for me. And then, I know I'm rabbiting on, I apologise for the rest of you. There's something that happened at work as well. There was a guy in my previous place, because I've just moved places. Previous place, he was ex-army, same regiment as me, different battalion, never met before, but a really good guy. And I'd been working on him. Well, I hadn't. God had been working on him, and I'd been sort of partnering. Thank you. Yeah, partnering. Partnering with that sort of thing. And because for me, testimony really speaks to me. That's part of the reason that I'm here, really. And that was part of Kirsty's testimony that really just struck me when I first came to OCF. And so I kept giving and supporting the message that God's trying to send with testimony from places like the church. So I shared that with him. And he's like, no way. Like, yes. You know, really, really talking to him. And then on one of the last days that I was at this previous site, I was chatting to him and giving him testimony, and your video, The Cross, it was really powerful for me as well. I really, really enjoyed that. Felt really energised from it. So I was sharing that with him. And then he started to talk to me about when he was in Belize as a younger man. Belize, being a soldier, drinking too much, classic, brilliant. Drank far too much, went out in the town with his mates, drank far too much. And Belize has got quite a gang culture, a really dangerous gang culture, pistols, weapons everywhere, drugs, etc. He got lost, wandered into this club, then wandered upstairs and was stopped by this big black guy and was like, no, mate, you're not coming in here. And he then turned around, walked downstairs and walked into this club, you know, and was like, oh, no, you know, I don't know where I am, sort of thing. It started to dawn on him. Then out of nowhere, he said, out of nowhere, behind this pillar, a big Rastafarian guy popped up and just started to talk about God to him. You know, God's great, blah, 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 and sort of, you know, ministering to him almost, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then it was really funny because you could see, as he was telling me the story, you could see his face going red as he started to dawn on him. It's like, and he said, and because he went, how did I get, oh yeah, the guy looked after me, he gave me a lift back to camp in this really dangerous area. Was talking to God, massively looked after him, gave him a lift, which is dangerous in itself, to get in the car with a complete stranger out there, and took him back to camp and saw him in through the gate safely. And it really dawned on him that, well, that was God. that was God, definitely. And he went so red for so long and just was like, whoa, just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And that's that. And finally, I've just moved to a new job, and I took a job. I was asked to go for a promotion, which I duly did. And I wasn't sure whether I should take it, because it would affect coming to church, which is, you know, a massive part of my life now. So I've taken this job, I've taken this job, and I prayed increased release. That's really meant a lot to me recently, and it's really helped me. And I prayed, you know, increase my belief, my faith, and let me release it on the people I work with. So I've taken this new job, but I'm supposed to be at work now. But I've managed to talk to my boss and try and sow the seed, as it were, for me to go in later. So I can go in later and work later and cease part of the night shift, because that's something we need to do. And I did that a few days ago without even thinking about, well, it could allow me to come to church. However, I have to do a conference call, and that's where I've been, which is an absolute pain, and sort of I lose my focus here. So, I'm just really asking, standing on faith, and just, I don't know where I go from here, but it's not perfect. And I was talking to Emma outside whether the conference call could be earlier or later, just not interfere with church time. So that's what I'm sort of praying for now. I don't know if that's right or not, but I will pray for that, because I don't want to give this up, sort of thing. Sorry, I really rambled there. Apologies.